Good morning and welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss of First Confessional Lutheran Parish. That's First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston, and First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile. Today we read from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 7 through 9. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. There's a time to speak and a time to remain silent. Jesus preached publicly. He taught his disciples. He would preach to thousands of people at one time. He spoke out, and he always spoke the truth. If you read the account of his passion, as recorded in the four Gospels, from Gethsemane to his final breath on the cross, includes many words from Jesus. When Jesus was questioned, he responded with the truth. He did not fail to confess. When St. Paul commended the pastor Timothy for making a good public confession of the faith, he referred back to the good confession that Jesus made before Pontius Pilate. Jesus never failed to speak when speaking was called for, and he remained silent when silence was called for. When Pilate sent Jesus to Herod for questioning, Jesus didn't answer any of Herod's questions. Herod wasn't interested in learning anything from Jesus. When the chief priests and the scribes slandered Jesus before Herod, Jesus said not a word. When Herod and his soldiers mocked Jesus, Jesus said not a word. When he experienced the worst miscarriage of justice in the history of the world, he uttered not a word of complaint. A sheep remains silent before those who cut off its wool. Jesus, the Lamb of God, suffered in silence. All of his teaching, all of his speaking, everything that he preached and said leads us to consider his silent suffering for us. The church this past week celebrated the 400th anniversary of the birth of the great hymnist Paul Gerhardt. He was born on March 12, 1607. Paul Gerhardt is an example of a Christian who confessed when it was called for, and he also suffered on account of his confession. But the suffering of a Christian never has no purpose. It's not for nothing, but the suffering is the occasion for some blessing from God. For Paul Gerhardt, he wrote some of the most beautiful hymns ever written, many of which are sung today all over the world. Paul Gerhardt was 11 years old at the beginning of the 30 Years' War, one of the most devastating events in the history of Europe. It is estimated that Germany lost as much as 30% of its population. Gerhardt lost his ancestral home. He had a wife and five children. His wife and four of his children died of disease after that war. Gerhardt was a very talented preacher, a poet, a hymnist. He was the pastor of the famous St. Nicholas Church in Berlin. Now, in that time and place, the church was under the authority of the state, something we Americans cannot imagine, but for Europeans in those days, it was a simple fact of life. It just so happened that the prince was a Calvinist by the name of Frederick William, and he was fed up with all of the debates between Lutherans and Reformed, and so, as a politician who cared very little about contending for the truth, He simply made it a law that none of the Lutherans were permitted to criticize Reformed doctrine. Well, that would have muzzled Pastor Gerhardt. It would have kept him from doing what God called him to do as pastor of the church in Berlin. And so he refused to be muzzled in his preaching. And as a result, his pulpit was taken away from him. Gerhardt suffered much personal tragedy. He suffered persecution for his refusal to back down from the faithful confession. And in his suffering, he composed hymns. And those hymns have been a tremendous blessing for the church ever since. We have midweek services at First Confessional Lutheran Parish during the Lenten season every evening at 7 o'clock, Tuesday evening up at Crookston, at Grace in Crookston, Wednesday evening at First American in Mayville, and Thursday evening at First Evanger in Fertile. And we've been singing hymns written by Paul Gerhardt during these midweek Lenten services. Listen to these words. Now, Paul Gerhardt wrote these words after having suffered the loss of most of his family and witnessing his life shattered, facing death himself. He wrote, "Thy hand is never shortened. All things must serve thy might. Thine every act is blessing. Thy path is purest light. Thy work no man can hinder. Thy purpose none can stay, since thou to bless thy children wilt always find a way." He knew that it was impossible that the suffering we endure in this life should have no benefit, no purpose, no divine love to direct it for our good. And how could Paul Gerhardt know this? He knew the gospel. When you know the victory that is ours in the silent suffering of Jesus, you know that your cause cannot fail. Paul Gerhardt's hymns express a personal confidence that's based on God's faithfulness revealed in Christ. The suffering of Jesus, the silent suffering of the suffering servant, is a powerful example for us. As Paul Gerhardt writes in his hymn, "Upon the Cross Extended," "How God at our transgression to anger gives expression, how loud his thunders roll, how fearfully he smiteth, how sorely he requiteth, all this thy sufferings teach my soul. When evil men revile me, with wicked tongues defile me, I'll curb my vengeful heart. The unjust wrong I'll suffer, unto my neighbor offer forgiveness for each bitter smart." He learned, Paul Gerhardt learned by looking to Jesus. He learned how to live. The silent suffering of God's suffering servant shows us how to live with pain, because we lose. There's a popular gospel out there, you've heard it, I'm sure, that promotes something good is always going to happen to you, and your life is going to ascend into better and better things, and you're a winner, you're a winner. But you lose. And then you suffer. We suffer the pain of losing our health and our money, our friends, our position, even our good name. What do we do? How do we face our losses? What was the greatest gain ever achieved? It was when Jesus was redeeming us by his blood. So we look to Jesus as he is doing just that, and we see him as he is taking our place under the law, as he is suffering everything that we deserved, and we watch him, and we learn. We learn not only by the beautiful words he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," but we learn also by his silence. As the hymnist writes, "Men mock and taunt and jeer thee, thou noble countenance, though mighty worlds shall fear thee and flee before thy glance." Yes, Jesus saw what was before him. He knew the words of the prophet, "And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death." You see, they planned to throw Jesus into a fire where the bodies of dead criminals were tossed, but he would be buried in a rich man's grave. And he would rise from the dead, and his body would see no decay. Jesus saw what was before him, and that's what he shows to us. And this is how we learn to keep our mouth shut when we are insulted, abused, slandered, and mocked, because we have more than the powerful example that Jesus provided. We have the fruit of his labor. His silence and suffering was to bear our sin, as the prophet writes, "For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. In being stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted, he uttered no threats. He did not insult those who insulted him, but he patiently endured in order to remove our sin from us as far as the east is from the west. For he was doing so much more than showing us how to live. He was providing a life to live, because he was taking off of our souls the guilt in which we were born, in which we lived, and which threatens us every day with death, eternal death." As Gerhardt wrote in that wonderful Christmas hymn, "Guilt no longer can distress me. Son of God, thou my load bearest to release me. Stain in me thou findest never. I am clean. All my sin is removed forever." We have no fear of death. The suffering servant faced it. They were going to toss his dead body away as so much garbage. But God saw to it that he would be honored in death and on the third day rise. There are those who would still mock Jesus and despise the precious blood he shed on the cross. They ridicule Christian doctrine that centers on that sacrifice. They boldly claim they need no blood to be shed for them, and they trample what is holy under their feet. And what do Christians do in the face of this? We confess. Whether in singing beautiful hymns like those of Paul Gerhardt and other great hymnists, or in the quiet conversation we have with anyone who's willing to listen, we confess the truth of the gospel. And we keep silent. When the time comes for us to suffer for Christ's sake, or to suffer because that's what God wants to bring us closer to him in simple faith, we entrust ourselves to the one who raised our Lord Jesus from the dead. And then we are conformed to the image of him who suffered silently for us. Amen. We thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. This is brought to you every Sunday morning by members of First Confessional Lutheran Parish, that's First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston, and First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile. We welcome you to come and join us to worship with us on Sunday morning. During the month of March, we have services at First American in Mayville at 8 o'clock, Grace in Crookston at 10:30, and First Evanger in Fertile at noon. Please tune in next Sunday morning for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.